had so many people telling us that they're tired of being kept indoors and they're tired of the restrictions. And so we told the health department that we would encourage social distancing, that we would encourage people wearing their face masks, and that it would at least be able to be outside, give them something to do. And we're hoping it gives people some normalcy.
Brandon Douglas is the president of the Cache Valley Cruisin'. Douglas says since the parade covers 14 blocks and people can sit on both sides of Main Street, there will be plenty of room for families to socially distance. Douglas believes the response to coronavirus precautions are mixed.
I've had a couple friends and club members who have even said, you know, it really hits home when someone that you know and you care about gets sick with it, and you start to take it a little bit more serious. And so I'd say it's kind of a split here in Cache Valley. Some people are believers and take the precaution, and some people haven't quite bought into it.
Due to potentially losing funding for the event from Logan City, there were concerns that last year's parade would be the final time cars dragged Main Street as part of the cruisin'. This year, because all of the other cruisin' events had to be canceled, Douglas says Mayor Holly Danes provided the funds for the 2020 parade to take place. The parade will take place Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.